I mean, in all fairness, we came for rallies here. We had 42,000 and 44,000. And he came and he couldn't fill the 8 circles.
Good. Hell yeah.
They had to use the fake news. No, they were calling the news. Please, would you please stand over here, please? They're getting newspaper reporters and reporters to stand there. They're standing with cameras. They couldn't fill the 8 circles. The only thing I liked about his campaign, because he didn't really campaign, the cabal campaigned. Lots of people campaigned for him. Mm-hmm. But I did the contractor, and it wasn't Hunter Biden with his artistry. You think of that. No, the contractor, those circles were so beautiful, the way they were done. You know, I'm very good at building buildings and painting and all these different things. So painting, like,
painting.
I know what a good paint job is. Yeah. And you're not getting it from Hunter. But no. No, it was so professionally.
Damn, really,
he should be winning again.
He should be at the stand every fucking night, dude.
Absolutely.
Frantic, hosted by Donald Trump.
By Donald Trump, 100%.
I would love that. And it would make all the gayest people in the world upset.
Of course.
They'd be like, they're letting Donald Trump, an accused rapist. That's what I love, is that the people that focus on that.
Yeah.
Even if he had raped a 13-year-old.
Right.
Arguably, that is not the worst thing that he did.
Yeah, what he was doing, he was president. Oh, badass, a horrible president for 4 years. All the, like, you're not going to lead with all the, like, camp stuff, which, by the way, no one cares about anymore. But you're not going to lead with the camp shit?
Yeah. It's funny because it's like raping children is the worst thing Bill Clinton did.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, probably. I don't know. What do you do in Kosovo with my boy Slobodan Milosevic?
Yeah, I don't, like, fucking, those aren't real races. Yeah. They don't exist. It's like,
I
can't feel bad for them because they're not brown, but they're not white. And it's not even like that kind of gray shit where, like, you know, Persian people are, like,
technically
white.
The king of that type of white person, mm-hmm. as a Greek.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
The dirty Slav lives don't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all we're the white Greek people consider themselves people of that.
Serbs and Croats. I just
get out of here.
Yeah, that's not
get out of here with your ridged forehead. You had a dog face.
You had a 3-year hot streak when GTA 4 came out.
That's right.
And then it was over for you guys.
Yeah, Nico was your guy.
Yeah, him and Crow Cop. That's all you ever got.
Yeah, Crow Cop was on a nice little streak. Yeah, Slob My Knob. Did they kill him?
Crow Cop?
No, Milosevic.
Yeah, Crow Cop got killed.
Nice.
This is where this video gets good.
Okay.
It was so professionally done. It was incredible. So good. In fact, I probably won't do it yet, but at some point I'm going to find out the name of the contractor that did those circles because I want to use them for something.
Wait, hold on.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I'm looking for the other video where he's talking about Hunter Biden's paintings.
What circles is he talking about?
I have no idea.
And what is this from? What did he do?
He did this big rally in Arizona.
Oh, he's back on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, dude. My man can't stay off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Donald Trump, we got that. Come see, go to a Donald Trump rally or go to the Prince of Pleasure tour, folks. Stavi.biz/tour.
Who is this? I just want one of these, like, patriot wives.
Mm-hmm. Some dumb blonde bitch with, like, big ass tits.
It's just saying racist shit on the internet all day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you going to work?
You going to work.
All right, see ya.
You going to work at the dog whistle factory?
I'll be in the garage. Look, it's like she's got her things she's passionate about, and I, you know.
She's got her things. I do models. I do Warhammer all day.
Yeah, I'm in the garage making Gundams, and we respect each other.
James Carville and that other bitch can do it. Why can't we?
James Carville, and I was imagining.
And Orville Redenbacher.
Charlie Rose interviewing James Carville about the gay sex they had the night before,
mm-hmm.
which Charlie was too hopped up on poppers to remember.
Right, right, right.
And so he's like, now, at one point, you mount on top of me and tell me how that works.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I put my penis in your ass.
In your asshole.
And
you was passed out.
Let me tell you something, Charlie. You loved it. You loved it. Your eyes rolled back into your head, and you did what a lot of us call butt coming. Down this occasion term. It's called butt coming when you nut so hard your prostate opens a hole and you squirt nut out of your ass. Now, that's fascinating. And this is all in your book, How I Fucked Charlie Rose Last Night, available at Amazon Go stores. If you go to an Amazon Go store and pick up a copy, go ahead and put it in your ass and walk out.
Put it in your ass and do a little butt coming.
You can put the book in your ass, Charlie.
That's correct, Charlie.
Charlie, you can put the book in your ass.
And you did suck my dick, by the way. Yeah.
No, I'm looking for the video of, I thought I had it queued up, but it's him talking about, he's like, Hunter Biden is selling these paintings for, you can go, there's beautiful painters. You can go to Central Park, and there's guys that do the geniuses, the beautiful, and they're selling paintings for, you go, you know, $100 to it. You go there, you make a deal.
Yeah, hell yeah. You make a deal.
Making a deal.
Make a deal at Central Park with a guy who paints on the sidewalk.
Yeah. But I really miss him.
Well, listen, man, he's probably going to be president.
Yeah. And with all the
comeback
bullshit,
tour.
It's like, you know, it's like people say, like, if you were in the 30s and Hitler was rising to power again, they never really tell you how annoying all the shit leading up to Hitler was.
Mm-hmm.
If Hitler was, because you see the speeches, it's like, it seems dated to me. I don't really understand a guy screaming like that.
Yeah.
But this guy,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
If every video of Hitler, he had like one eyebrow raised.
Yeah.
And he's like, Neville Chamberlain, I call him Never Fuck That Guy. Because look, you didn't hear from me, but his dick is small. And they're going to try and tell you that that's me. In 100 years from now, they're going to say everything we did here is wrong, but we know the answer. We know what's right. Look at him. Look at this guy. This guy knows.
This guy knows. Winston,
you got a beautiful family, sir.
Winston Churchill has a little penis, too.
He's got, of course
he gets
does.
No pussy.
Look at him. He looks like a bulldog. He looks like he sneezes when he comes.
Winston, can you even breathe?
You know, that's why he smokes those cigars. He likes to pretend he's sucking on a
dick. It's he's sucking cock.
Yeah.
In his mind.
Little Winston, that's what I call him. Little Winston.
And the queen, I heard her pussy was bad.
Yeah. Winston, if he Winston, why is he losing all the time? If his name's Winston.
It's more
I don't know.
More like Loose Churchill.
A lot
Churchill.
Of people are saying that's the wrong kind of name to have. That's right. One thing I do love about Winston, did you see it? He had the photo of him with his little hat on.
Yeah.
Love that little hat. I was thinking about hiring the guy that made the little hat to make hats like that for a baby. Maybe a baby could wear it. Maybe a couple of babies.
Yep.
And that's the kind of stuff we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody, they want to vote for Joe Biden. He's going to take hats away from the babies. It's just, I mean, the idea, too, it's like this huge crowd just going to see this
oh,
guy.
Yeah.
It's like, because, like, Biden's, like, he's not aware. You know, he thinks he's, like, in the middle of, like, a Julie Andrews movie.
100%.
You know, he's just out of it. But Donald Trump is just lazy. He's, mm-hmm. like, he's fully aware. He knows what's going on. And they're like, we prepared a speech for you. He's like, no.
I'm going to riff.
I'm going to do a hot 20 up top.
Maybe I'll go into the material, but I don't know. You know how I'm getting these days.
Yeah. No, he's just hosting.
Really?
He's
rocks.
Just fucking hosting at the stand constantly.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it is, like, he just loves being in front of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even, like, I mean, I'm sure he wants to be president because, you know, he gets to just, like,
mm-hmm.
do a bunch of... You get to, like, steal a bunch of money mm-hmm. when you're president, but, like...
I love it. In every part of his speech, he always does the sneak preview to the next thing he's going to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, it's a beautiful... Love the circles. Had somebody paint them. Certainly not Hunter.
Right,
and
right,
I was
right.
Like, woo!
Little fucking... Like,
but I'm not going to talk about
little
that.
Little foreshadowing.
Yeah. Yes, you are. In 30 seconds.
Master orator.
Once you finish your speech about how you met Grover from Sesame Street.
and he respects you.
And he respected me. Grover said, you're fuzzier than I am.
It's awesome because he just behaves so gay. It's just a gay guy bragging.
Yeah, right.
It's like, and he's the hero of all these fucking, like, militia Republicans. It's the best thing. It's, like, the funniest thing.
I know.
He's just a gay man from New York City.
He's awesome. I mean, he's fucking, he's really, because I was never really like, I mean, I guess I thought he was pretty funny, but now that he's gone,
mm-hmm.
how bad I want him back. Like, they need to split the role of the president between the head of state and then everything else.
Speeches.
Commander-in-chief, yeah.
Right.
Donald Trump should be the head of state for the United States of America constantly.
Yes.
He's the guy we send to other countries.
Right.
Just fucking, you know, calling a guy Joey Philippines.
Right. Do you guys have good pussy over here?
Yeah. A lot of people come here to have sex with children. Have you heard about that? I don't know. This Hunter Biden guy, I wonder if he's over here.
Damn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Little fucking Donnie's going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
You think they'll run Joe Biden again? That motherfucker can't even walk. But who's going to be, fucking Kamala?
I mean, what does it matter?
Yeah, who cares? Who cares? Let's get The Rock to be president, dude.
Yeah, you never really hear from Kamala either.
No, she's just walking.
You hear from Jen Psaki, and that's it.
Yeah, that fucking...
I like how this started with, this is going to be the most transparent administration of all time.
Yeah. Most, how about this, Transparent, the show on Amazon.
Translucent, and it's
Jeffrey Tambor.
Jen Psaki's titty skin that's never been exposed to sunlight.
Oh,
ever.
Man, how white is that shit?
Yeah, she's wearing pantsuit to the beach.
My bitch is looking alabaster.
Yeah.
If any, yeah.
I hate these people.
Hey, man, that's why you gotta not fucking, that's why, what did I watch? I watched Elephant in the Room. So good.
The Patrice special?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's my favorite special.
That's your favorite special?
Yeah.
Jim Brewer Hardcore is the number one for me.
I can't believe it. Jim Brewer?
Jim Brewer's Hardcore is the best comedy special of all time.
Does he do Goat Boy?
The classic bit, the difference between when a man gets married and a woman gets married. You laugh, but it's a funny joke.
I believe it's good. Listen, I'm not saying
guys
it's bad.
Act like their friend died. Or he went to jail.
Right.
They're like, did you hear what happened to Pete?
Yeah.
A woman gets married. It's like, oh, here comes the whole bitch parade. He's like, they got a fucking elephant. And then he's like, pretending he has a trunk.
Yeah, and he goes,
he's like, there's a guy on stilts.
Yeah.
And he's like, doing this, like, pretending to be on stilts, waving
course,
at people.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe I'll watch that.
The whole bitch parade.
Bitch parade is a great phrase.
Yeah. Well, you know, as a comedian, you know that that's where it started.
Of course.
Is how do I get bitch parade and a bitch on stilts into a joke?
What's the black parade that fucking...
Million Man March?
No. the song from that gay band from high school.
Oh, yeah. Was that about the Million Man March?
Yeah, the Black Parade from... what the fuck is that guy?
Fuck the Black Parade.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure some way to get Bitch Parade and Black Parade kind of in the mix. When I sucked a man's dick, he told me that I could see his penis
and get
pussy from the bitch parade.
When I was a young boy, I got molested.
I would have gotten molested if some guy was like, listen, if you suck my dick, you'll get a lot of pussy. Yeah. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a really...
You know, I can play this on piano, dude.
That's awesome, dude.
Like, yeah, I can play that song, Welcome to the Black Parade, on piano.
Welcome to the Bitch Parade.
Took me about 7 months to learn that. But I can play this.
I used to fucking... It took me forever to learn that part of Sweet Child of Mine on guitar. Just...
When I was a young boy, my father... He fucked me in my asshole to see a bunch of blacks.
He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken?
The savior of the broken.
The beaten and the...
Yeah, who's your father? Fucking Liam Neeson? Who says that to a small boy?
Will you be the savior of the broken?
I'm
going
to take you to a parade. There's going to be a lot of blockbusters
There's a bunch of blockbusters.
And I'm going to piss myself.
I need to know if you're going to be the savior of the city. The savior of the broken. One day, a white man will have to rise up and put an end to the knockout game once and for all. And it's going to be you, boy.
He said, will you defeat them?
These will you defeat them?
Will you defeat them?
Will you defeat these
Demons.
These beep demons really works, actually.
The plans that they have made. Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer.
A phantom? What is that? Yeah. I'm going to give you a ghost.
I'm going
a summertime ghost.
I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm only telling you this because you're a man. I'm leaving your mother. I met a Thai woman at the post office. And we're going to be moving in together, and I won't have room for a son anymore. Because we're opening a tiki bar together, and it's going to take up most of my time. And when I'm not at work, I'm going to be wanting to get pussy from my Thai wife.
Son, her pussy's much smaller than your mother's.
But they've got an expiration date, the Thai. They're good until about 35 years old, and then they turn into Manny Pacquiao.
So I've got to get while the getting's good.
You're
going to
understand getting pussy when you're older. Now enjoy the parade, faggot, I'm off.
To join the Black Parade.
What the fuck is this gayest song?
I've,
what is my when I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band.
Mm-hmm.
Strike one.
Yep, gay.
He said, "Son,
you go in to watch a baseball game or to fucking eat a big steak into the city."
Yeah. Well, now we know it is the Black Parade, and it does seem like that episode of The Sopranos when he takes AJ into Newark to use the N-word.
That's right. To explain capitalism through the use of the N-word.
He said, "Son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?"
Yeah.
So it's actually, this is like some kind of lib savior fantasy.
Mm-hmm. White savior.
He takes him into the city,
white man's burden.
You
got to
help all these
Kipling.
Black people. Sometimes I get the feeling she's watching over me, and other times I feel like I should go. And through it all, the rise and fall, the bodies in the streets, and when you're gone, we want you all to know we'll carry on, we'll carry on.
Pretty gay song, honestly.
And though you're dead and gone, believe me, your memory will carry on, and in my heart, I can't contain it. The anthem won't explain it. A world that's... Man, songs are gay, dude. I mean, all of them.
You know he's cousins with fucking Joe Rogan?
Really?
Yeah, the guy from My Chemical Romance is cousins with Joe Rogan.
Let me ask you something. When you were young...
When you were a young boy.
Did your father ever take you into the city and teach you Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
Yeah,
you know, Joe, I abandoned my son, but only so he'd help these black bastards.
So he'd turn these black bastards.
I thought if
he'd civilize them.
I thought if I walked out on my son, he'd know what it'd feel like to be a black person.
Plus, I was getting Thai pussy, Joe.
Plus, I went back to Northern Ireland to get Thai pussy. To be completely honest with you.
Really? They got Thai pussy over there?
I do.
Oh, you specifically do.
Me specifically.
Okay. So I shouldn't go to Ireland to get pussy. Or Ireland? Yeah, Ireland to get pussy. Thai pussy.
Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer. And what that is a reference to is I'm going to star in the movie The Phantom of the Menace.
Mm.
And it'll come out that summer and you'll be able to prolong your childhood by being into Star Wars. Well into your late 40s.
I'll be getting pussy from bitches that are dressed like Amidala.
The Phantom of the Menace will be the beginning. And by the time you're an adult, all of popular media will be reduced to baby shit. Star Wars, comic books.
I did it for you, son. If all media was a baby shit, then everybody wouldn't notice your baby dick.
It's all baby shit. And everything will be reduced to childish morality. That way we can distract people from real issues by reducing everything to good and bad guys.
That's right.
And meanwhile,
I'll
get a pussy.
Thai pussy.
I'll be with Jeffrey
Epstein.
I'll
be getting Irish Thai pussy.
Me and Jeffrey Epstein will be on an island. Getting Thai pussy somewhere.
I told Jeff. I told Jeff I'll come onto the island, but I'm getting Thai pussy while you get child pussy.
Yeah.
It's effectively the same.
Does Liam Neeson have a band?
Maybe, hopefully.
Liam Neeson.
The fucking guy from
Liam
Die
Neeson,
Hard.
Artist. Perfect.
Hell yeah. Let's fucking crank it.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched by intelligences which inhabited the timeless worlds of space.
What?
I don't know, but...
No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply
what
in a drop of water.
His fucking mind. It's his internal monologue at all times. He's molesting the boy that played Anakin.
Human even considered the possibility of life on other planets.
Whoa.
And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
For we had Thai pussy.
It's the soundtrack to War of the Worlds.
Oh.
As narrated by Liam Neeson.
I thought Liam Neeson just thought about aliens all the time.
No.
Damn.
What if aliens made my dick even bigger? Do you think aliens have technology to make you stop pissing your jeans?
What if your dick was so big you pissed yourself? What if your dick became so big you were afraid of it and pissed yourself?
Damn, that would be tragic.
The responsibility of having the biggest dick in Ireland.
Son, it's hard. That's why I can't stick around to raise you. I'm too scared of my own dick to be your father.
My dick is too big to only fuck your mom. It would be irresponsible to have more responsibility than you have to go fuck other women.
Don't worry, I've seen your penis.
Mm.
You won't have this problem.
I blew out your mom's back so good, she was in labor with you for about 4 seconds.
You tap danced out of her pussy. You were standing straight up.
You slipped out of her pussy like Michael J. Fox holding a water balloon. I said, pop. That's why you don't think too good. Your skull hit the pavement on the way to the hospital.
You came out of her pussy like it was a water slide. It was Six Flags.
Damn, Liam Neeson with the big ass fucking dick.
The Hog.
The Hog, starring Liam Neeson. One man's got a really big dick.
Coming soon, Billie Eilish, happier than ever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this better not be about her breast reduction.
Yeah. Did she get one?
No, but if she does...
Oh. Yeah. Mount up, fellas. We get word one of Billie Eilish getting. We're out there. We're the way they used to bomb abortion clinics. We're bombing breast reduction clinics.
Forming a posse. Well, there's word a woman a town over with big tits is getting reduced. You can either ride with me or fuck off.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. I think we should figure out a way to strengthen women's backs.
Crint, I'm thinking about getting a breast reduction.
What the hell is wrong with you, you slant-eyed gook? You've got the biggest tits in this neighborhood. It's the only thing your people are worth.
Gran Torino 2.
Gran Torino 2. Old-ass Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Gets pussy from a big-titted,
I thought these people were subhuman until I saw the pair on that slant eye over there.
No, these are some beautiful tits.
Now my dick is harder than it's ever been in years.
And now you want to take these away from me?
I saw your chink brother staring at my car. I was wondering if I could get some pussy from you.
You can have the car, I just need some pussy.
Your brother's allowed to fuck around with the car if I can get some chink pussy from you.
Okay.
From the brilliant mind of Hollywood legend Clint Eastwood.
I got some pussy in the back of the Gran Torino. And she gave me pussy from her sideways pussy. And I got pussy from her. Big titted bitch.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Oh yeah. Play this. Play this good shit.
Mm. Gran Torino featuring Liam Neeson by Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
What kind of pussy do you have?
Yeah.
How will I fuck your
so
pussy?
Oh hell yeah.
Your story is nothing more.
Oh man, he really sang this,
what
huh?
You see. Oh, you don't know
yeah.
what you've done.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
That's the best part of the movie is the credits roll and fucking Clint Eastwood after like just going and confronting the Chinese and becoming a martyr.
Yeah.
The credits roll and it's like fucking the Chinese boy driving on like Lake Michigan or whatever the water is in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I think it's Lake Michigan.
Yeah, I would guess. I don't
whatever
know.
Whatever their water. Who gives a shit about?
Yeah, fuck them.
Detroit or Chicago.
Yeah.
Both of those, Lake Michigan. Both of those cities can suck my fucking cock.
Ooh, the official Nick Mullins suck cock guarantee.
Yeah. Why don't you come to New York and try that we have a lake bullshit.
That's right.
Yeah.
See what happens to you then.
See what happens. We'll take a little trip down to Coney Island.
Yep.
And we could put some salt water in your pussy.
That's right.
Dry that shit out permanent.
What do you think of that, you fucking bitch?
And then the credits roll. Is you know, it's this shit.
I'm fucking gay.
So tenderly, your heart is mine, and I love you, my Gran Torino.
Yeah, Gran Torino 2, Liam Neeson plays the Chinese boy with a bunch of facial makeup.
Gran Pacino.
Why do you like a fucking chick or something? You got big tits. You got the biggest tits I've ever seen. If you think I'm gonna let you slice your titties off,
you know,
you're out of your mind.
You know, when Chinese people moved in next door, I told Bobby, you see that one with the big cans?
I'm gonna titty fuck her. And I'm gonna do it all day long.
We'll be calm. Standing strong. Do you belong?
Respect.
In your skin. Just wondering.
This isn't singing.
Yeah. it's weird old man growling.
Yeah.
But I will say there is a filmic quality to his growling, his rumbling.
Yeah. Well, it's because they added like a reverb to it.
Interesting.
Yeah. See, this is all this is here. We're good.
Let's add some reverb.
Well, we'll add
a and reverb. Suck my dick. And fuck my
dick. Gentle mouth, the tender breeze blows. Whisper through my Gran Torino. Whistling another tired song. Engine hums and bitter dreams grow.
Now that sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. That's really good stuff. And when you suck my fucking prickadillo, you fucking bitch. I feel like I'm in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like fucking Clint Eastwood is trying to fuck me in my dreams.
Now let me get some fucking pussy. I wanna suck your big fat ball sack. I'm fucking gay. I'm gay.
What the fuck is this?
I fixed it.
That sounds awesome.
It's the Clint Eastwood call to prayer.
This actually sounds cool.
Yeah, dude, I'm a fucking musician.
I sucked your dick, you fucking pussy.
I sucked your dick, I fucked your ass. You fucked me in my fucking mouth. Simply having a bunch of gay sex.
Simply getting my ass fucked by a man.
Simply having a bunch of gay sex.
I'm fucking gay.
I'm fucking gay.
My dick is small.
And so are you. And you fuck me. And I suck you.
I'm a homo. Please stuff my ass.
You know
ass.
What that guy's name is? Paul McFagney. That's the name.
That's really good. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, that's the name of the guy.
I like that it's the suffix is knee.
Yeah.
I guess that is McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the G is replacing the T.
My dick is small.
Paul McPenis.
Awesome,
that's how
dude.
That song should have been.
Dude. That's good.
That's the way Gran Torino was meant to sound.
Was that Gran Torino still?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I put the Indian filter on.
There's an Indian filter?
There's an Indian filter.
You should have started a fucking noise band, dude.
Yeah. Is this the Gran Torino remix?
It's really good. Oh, shit. Hell yeah. This ends with Clint saying the N-word.
Yeah. My dick is small. My dick is small. And I am gay. Let me.
Dude, you're a fucking wizard on the keys.
Mm-hmm. This is the kind of shit people listen to this show for.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to watch you work, brother.
My fucking dick. My dick is small.
Cannot
get hard.
Oh, fuck. People are going to hate that. People are going to hate that one.
We'll leave that be for now. Here we go. My dick is small.
Are we back?
Penis.
I can't hear it.
Here we go. Penis. Penis. Penis, 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 penis,
cunts, 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 cunts. Cunts, cunts, cunts. I'm gay. Cunts. I'm gay. Cunts. Cunts. I'm gay. Cunts. 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 My dick is small. 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 That's really good shit, man.
That's really good shit, man. Thanks. Yeah, I don't know how to fix it now.
I don't know how to fix it. Interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be just fucked up for the rest of the show.
Good. Who cares?
Yeah, me either.
I think it's good now, actually.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
My dick is small. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. That's a little... So this is now...
Should we just do that for like an hour?
I feel like I'm in HIV Sound System.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like I'm the guy from that band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Leonard Turds?
I think it's Leonard Turds.
What's that guy's name? Leonard Turds?
Leonard Turds? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We've only fucking reached a little piece. You know how people say you only use like 20% of your brain?
Yeah, this is the beginning of the show.
The show has just started, folks.
Vagina. 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 Vagina.
You just
vagina,
keep that going nice steady.
Vagina. 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 Vagina.
For the rest.
Vagina.
That's the metronome vagina, of this show.
Vagina. Vagina. Vagina.
vagina, 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 vagina,
vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina, vagina.
Hell fucking yeah, dude.
This is fucking experimental, folks.
Yeah.
We're fucking noise musicians now.
I love the idea of just giving people who listen to the shows like schizophrenia.
Yeah.
If there was a way to induce that. It's funny, too, because there's people that do have schizophrenia that are going to interpret this as this show has having always been just some kind of State Department op.
Right.
To drive people insane.
Yeah.
Because you notice it's like... We don't really talk about politics anymore.
No.
We haven't talked about Trump or Biden.
No, it's been years since we've talked about
probably.
Trump.
Yeah, probably. And well, now we just, you drive everyone insane with culture war stuff.
Of
and
course.
You rip the carpet out from under them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you create a population of mindless slaves.
That's right.
And guess who listens to this show? Nothing but white guys.
Nothing but white slaves.
But white slaves.
Yeah.
But white slaves. But yeah. White slaves. White slaves. White slaves.
They're making... What are they going to make, everybody?
White slaves. White slaves.
White slaves.
White slaves. White slaves. White slaves.
Obama's going to make you a white slave.
White slaves. White slaves.
Obama's coming back, and Trump is the only one who can stop him.
White slaves. White slaves. White slaves.
Obama's coming back.
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 Obama's coming back. Trump will save us only.
Trump's going to save us.
Don't take the vaccine. Trump will save
us. Don't take the vaccine. Sharia law.
In Sharia law.
Sharia law.
I love this, dude. I don't know why. I didn't get into fucking with these buttons before.
That's awesome, dude.
Probably because Adam would have ruined it somehow.
Yeah, that's true. Adam's at the... Every time he's gone, he's at the Toronto International Gay Sex Festival.
The Toronto International Gay Sex Festival.
Keynote speaker, Adam Friedland.
Penis.
I love it.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
All right, well, what do you want to talk about for, like...
What do we
shit,
got?
30 minutes?
Damn. We could keep doing the penis thing and looping it for a while.
I guess I kind of wanted to talk about... I had a couple of things I wanted to hit, but I just told you about them before the show.
Oh, just reheat them,
dude. We'll pretend like...
Yeah, you know I'm good at that.
Seeing the treasure of Sierra Madre.
That, honestly, tell that story again. I will enjoy it again, legitimately.
I saw the treasure of Sierra Madre. The theater is a bunch of old... I don't want to make assumptions, but mostly Jewish people.
Of course. This is Manhattan, New York, in an upscale film situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All people's like Jewish parents.
Yeah, in a nice theater.
And there's two scenes in which gold is dumped out of a bag into the to blow away into the wind. Audible gasping. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Why would you go and tell on yourself like that?
Fucking awesome.
Why would you go and tell on yourself like that?
They were telling on themselves.
They was telling on themselves. So we know where to find you.
It's a movie. So it's a movie where they do gold prospecting, and there's murders probably. They probably hit women.
There's no lot of women hitting, but people are definitely like murdered and killed by Indians and bandidos.
And there was never a sound was made at any murder.
No, a lot of laughing at dumbass jokes.
But when gold dust is thrown into the fire,
yeah,
that's so fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it's so like it's fun to see a stereotype happen in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Like. we look, it's not most people, whatever, fine, but when you see somebody really hamming it up, like when I see a fucking old Greek man,
yeah,
fucking just like
cheating on his wife,
yeah, sexually harassing the 15-year-old hostess he's yeah. hired at his diner.
I've told this
I'm like, yeah,
this story before, but one of the best things I ever saw was in Little Italy, and it was like one of those guys whose job it is to, like, I guess convince people to go to the restaurant by yelling at them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he, like, this woman walks by and he says something to her. He's like, "Oh my God, mommy's so beautiful. I'd love to, you know, if I could have 5 minutes alone with your body."
Yeah.
And then he turns to his Italian friend and he's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, what could he possibly have said in Italian that was already worse than.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if you don't know what I was implying to that woman, I want to fuck her pussy.
I want to hold her pussy open and yeah. spit into it before I ram my little uncircumcised Italian dick in it.
Benissimo, insert the vagina, vagina bice. Insert the vagina bice. Fuck her pussy or chance. Fuck her pussy or chance.
Fuck her pussy or camaratice.
Camaratice and make her suck her my dick.
Suck her my dick and suck her dick and suck her my pussy.
Suck my dick and suck my dick in the pussy and fuck her in the mouth.
Yeah, it is not. Literally, though, you were saying seeing an old Greek guy cheating on his wife, that's 100% true. Where
yeah.
I was. Where the fuck was I?
The M&M.
I was not at the
Hershey.
M&M store.
At the Fat Doctors?
I was not at the Fat Doctors.
That's a very funny name for a comedian.
The Fat Doctor?
Yeah. He yeah. just named himself after the type of doctor he has to go to. It would be funny if there should be an hour-long medical show called Fat Hospital.
Absolutely.
All the doctors are fat. And
yep.
Patients come in.
Everyone's eating fucking cheeseburgers.
It's like House MD. But it's called Around the House.
Around the House. Yeah. So fat, so damn fat.
Your mom sits around.
She sits around the house.
It's a fat house.
Fat house. And then you know how houses always taking
in,
pills?
They're like, she has a mystery disease where she has a bunch of sores on her ass. And House is like, I figured it out. She's fat as shit.
She's really fucking
she's
fat.
She's fucking fat as
and
shit.
And he's eating jelly beans instead yeah. of pills.
Yeah. He like hallucinates off Nestle. He's like seeing the Pillsbury Doughboy at some point.
The secret is she's fat. House.
She's fucking fat, House. House, are you all right?
I've got it. He just like wakes up in a cold sweat. Mm-hmm. I know what it is.
He's kind of like Hunter Biden.
House MD.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on pills.
He's on pills. He looks the same.
They do look similar.
Yeah.
House didn't get pussy, though, did he? He was just, like, on pills and in pain. And the bitch he used to fuck abandoned him because he was rude or something?
To be honest with you, I haven't really seen that show ever. My dad liked it.
I used to fucking love it when it came on.
My dad's like, have you seen the show? It's really good. It's like this doctor, they think it's one thing, and then it turns out to be he's the only guy that figured out it's always something else.
Yeah. Dude, I used to watch that show when it came on. I don't know. Mm. It like on TV. I think it was out when I was in high school.
I'm glad I've apprised you of Diagnosis Murder, and you're one of the
I fucking
converted.
Love that show, dude.
Yeah,
that's one of the best fucking shows of all time.
I've been telling people about it for years.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah,
Dick Van Dyke just phoning it in, one of the stupidest fucking concepts of all time.
Dad, I think my penis is falling off. He has like useless son who's a police lieutenant.
Yeah.
And he's barely involved in solving the murders.
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't
There's
nothing.
A murder that happens and he's like, I've got a bunion.
Yeah.
He's like, can't do his job. There's always a reason he can't do his job. I got fucked in my ass last night.
Dad, I got fucked in my ass.
Well, don't worry. We're going to... I'm here on behalf of my son. He works for the police department, but he's got a bunch of ice cubes in his ass. He's healing from being... He was fucked by James Carville, who came by and did a tour of his new book about Charlie Rose. Have you read it? It's quite good.
Thank God it wasn't Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
He really dodged a bullet with his humongous cock.
I noticed something. The size of the killer's penis was imprinted in the raw cookie dough before... Whoever killed her must have had a really big dick.
Everybody drop trowel.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. And their dick also must have tasted like cookie dough.
Scott Baio's like, wait a second. And then the camera kind of like jerks over in a way that he's like not reading one of his lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you saying that it's possible that I'm the killer? Just like the boom mic
Cut.
Coming into frame.
Scott.
Yeah.
How many times do we have to say, We will write another episode that implies you have a big dick.
In this episode, I want it to be like my character, he's got a big dick from the old neighborhood. And he knows, you know, there's gangsters that he grew up with, so he's as tough as them. But he made the right choice to become a doctor that has a really big dick.
He's got a huge cock.
He's got a huge cock, and he probably fucks a black doctor off camera in his trailer later. What's up? What are you doing?
Yeah, dude, that's a beautiful age of television.
Yeah.
You won't make a show like that anymore.
I wish I was like a producer in like 1989 or 90.
Mm-hmm.
Hire Scott Baio. Tell him the character's name is like Frankie Lasagna Lips or whatever.
Yes, sir.
He was a mobster, but he became a doctor. He's also got a big dick.
And his dick is huge.
And then the day of shooting, while you're already doing it, they're like, oh, they hand out the final script, and they had to change his character's name to Scott Gayo.
His dick is small.
Apparently there's a doctor named Joey Lasagna Lips with a big dick, so we can't do it. It's too similar to a real guy.
He's a real guy in the valley. He's a knee specialist.
Yeah. How you doing? We hired Dick Van Dyke to pretend to be Scott Baio. Is like, wait a minute, isn't that Dick Van Dyke? He's like, nope, my name's Joey Lasagna Lips. I'm a big dick doctor from the valley. And I'm afraid if you don't use the name Scott Gayo, I'm going to sue this show and you're all going to go to jail. You're all going to go to jail forever.
Dick Van Dyke's still alive, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
Should we ask him to make a new season of Diagnosis Murder?
We should, dude.
How much do you think we would have to pay him?
I don't know. He's old. But tell him all the money's going to Bernie.
Yep. And he might still win.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way... Oh, dude. All right, here's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We figure out a time machine thing.
Yeah.
And we tell Dick Van Dyke, we can make it so that Bernie wins, but you have to make a new season of Diagnosis Murder.
That's perfect. But how about instead of a time machine, it's a dime machine, and it turns busted women
into hot
bitches.
So we have an endless supply of fucked up looking whores.
Yeah.
And then we turn them sexy and fuck their pussies.
And
that way we cut out Dick Van Dyke. We don't even have time to watch Diagnosis.
That would be awesome. Because
we're getting pussy from all these women with bad self-esteem from years of being ugly.
Yeah.
And now they're sucking us off.
I would love that, dude. Like a woman.
That's a great idea.
A woman walks in. She's got like a Hamilton bag. She's listening to NPR.
Boo.
And she's I don't give up my pussy by choice. It's not that people don't want to fuck me. And then you drop kick her into the machine. And then the fuck the...
Yeah.
It starts working.
Yeah, this is a story of Fanny Stone. When the dog that chases its tail will be busy.
Hell yeah. She's like, what's going on? My gums are turning a normal size.
We're fixing it. Titty's getting bigger.
My titties aren't weird and lumpy.
Her eyelids being turned up in the corners. She's like, what happened? What happened to me? She steps out of the machine. William Neeson. No, that's a bitch.
No, that's a nice
no,
looking whore.
No, that's the kind of whore you can fuck.
That's the sound. Well, that's the sound when they come out two Chinese with two big tits. It's just like we're like, no, we're overcooking her.
Yeah,
everybody comes out Chinese with big tits.
They
the
all
way.
Come back Chinese with big tits.
That's the secret of the dime machine.
Well, it's always fun to get back to the soundboard.
Absolutely.
Oh, what have I done here? What have I done to myself?
Uh oh.
Perfect.
Perfect. You know what it could be? And you know what the dime machine actually is?
Yeah.
It's a machine where we kill all those women,
uh-huh.
and then we smuggle in sexy Chinese ladies and give them those women's social security numbers and IDs.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's the real secret of the dime machine.
What the fuck?
What happened?
Oh, never mind. I thought the recorder stopped.
Oh.
But I had looked at it, and the second hadn't even passed in time. You know, you ever do that? You ever look up at the don't walk symbol?
Yes, and it's flat and for a full second.
And then you think, and you look back, like, and then it's, whoa. You're like, what happened?
Oh, I stopped time.
Yeah. There are moments like that where you do stop time. And you know what's actually happening is it's a gay man with magic power stopping time
trying
and having sex with you. But and then he starts time again, and you've been raped.
But you don't even
realize why we need, that's why we need to put all these people in jail so they can't do that.
Just to be safe.
Yeah.
Every gay magician should
and
be
love,
in jail.
I loved his little circles that he made. You know why they do that? It's where the gays collect their powers so they can stop time to have sex with you when you're at the crosswalk. That's why they do it. Everybody knows that's why they're doing it.
People, I love the best reaction he gets is like the half laugh, half like gasp of like when people aren't sure where he's going with it. They don't find it funny, but they're like, we can't let him know that.
Now, I don't know what this why this tempo button is flashing. This has happened before.
Okay.
Hopefully that doesn't fuck something up.
Yeah. Snook, because this actually is a fun episode, and we got very experimental on it.
I gotta be careful, man. I get crazy pressing the buttons.
You do go off on the buttons. Snoop fucking dog. Hopefully, there's like a little metronome going on right now. The whole episode just
that has happened before.
And if it happens, folks, guess what? You're gonna have to live with it. Because I am leaving for Greece.
Because he's leaving for Greece.
Nick doesn't feel like doing it.
I'm not. I don't know how to fix it.
He's taken to the mountains. And look, and maybe if there's a metronome going right now, guess what? Suck our fucking cocks. Dude, I need hair. I need someone to tell me how to deal with my luscious hair. I need hair care tips. I want to buy expensive shampoo so my shit fucking looks luxurious. Because I got some fucking bullshit conditioner. It ain't doing a fucking job. It ain't doing a fucking track at all. I'm trying to look good. I'm trying to look fucking good for these motherfuckers. I want lustrous ass fucking hair. Like a bitch. Maybe it's Garnier Fructis. But I don't know. Part of me thinks there's no way it can be good if they advertise it on commercials. I feel like hair care products, the real good shit, that shit's got to be some secret shit only like gay guys know about.
Yeah.
Or
right.
Like at a salon.
All right. So you press the setting button. No, it says stop recorder. Can't do that.
No.
Metronome click.
Well, we don't even know that it's a metronome. We don't hear it. We usually hear everything.
Changing the metronome settings.
It would be fun. Is it a metronome? I was just guessing that.
Well, it sets the tempo of the fucking thing, but I don't know. What the fuck is this?
It might be the tempo of the thing, but you have it all the way turned off. It's probably the tempo of how it repeats.
Yeah, well, it's the tempo of when the thing clicks, but I don't want the click.
Is it clicking? We don't hear a click.
I don't hear a click, but I didn't hear a click last time, and it destroyed the entire episode.
I see.
People are like, there's a click noise. They're like, I can't listen to the show now. I have to kill myself.
Well, it didn't start flashing until right now, right?
Yeah, I did something.
Well, now it's flashing really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop fucking... Should we stop the recording and then record minutes without the tempo?
Let's keep talking. Let's just...
Like, we're stopping at 1 hour exactly either way. Tempo, yeah. No tempo.
I'm looking at the user manual now.
What's it saying?
And it says nothing about turning off the...
tempo button started flashing. Why don't you do that? Snoop fucking suck dicky dick.
Suck dickity blickity dick. The mouse sucked on my dick. The clock
tempo
went.
Button
well, anyways.
Flashing.
Zoom. I was at the bar last night, and there were two guys with Down syndrome at the bar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, hanging out and dancing.
Did you kiss them?
Well, we asked the bartender if they were being served, and nobody answered. I think they were just there to, I guess if you're like that, you're just sort of high on life.
Yeah, dude, you don't need fucking booze. Oh, that's a good question. can you give retarded people booze?
Yeah, they can do whatever the fuck they want, dude.
That's awesome.
It's funny, as a kid, I was saying the other night, as a kid, you feel bad for them. And then you get to be an adult, and you realize that the only metric by which to judge, you know, life's worth is whether or not you're happy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, they're
crushing it.
Yeah. So, you know, you're talking about all this kill the rich stuff. It's like, well, what has actual value?
Happiness.
Yeah.
And who's hoarding all of that?
The fucking retards.
So, we got a guillotine for you, Chiefs.
Yeah.
And it ain't for Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
It's for half of the workers at Amazon. You think they employ the retarded in those warehouses?
Probably not. Of course.
I feel like they mostly bag groceries.
That's who makes all the Amazon Basics stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg, suck dicky dick.
So what are you going to do in Greece?
Dude, I'm going to fucking just lay out, get my titties fucking bronze as hell. I'm just going to be at the beach, dude. I'm a fucking beach bum.
Are you?
I love being on the beach, dude.
You going to eat a bunch of stuff there?
I'm going to eat some fucking calamad. Some fucking fresh calamari.
Do Greek people say it like that?
They say no. Calamari. We don't go God, calamad.
Yeah. Yeah, we were... This button, I tell you, this thing flashing is ruining the show for me.
Yeah.
It was a really good episode, too. We just fucked with the buttons for a long time.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had that Liam Neeson thing.
And now we've been fucked by the buttons.
You live by the button, you die by the
button. Live by the button, die by the buttons.
But it only started like recently.
That's what they used to say back in the founding fathers days. Those guys loved buttons.
They loved that shit.
Yeah, that Steve Harvey has that tattooed on his bicep. Live by the buttons, die by the buttons.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. I would like to see Steve Harvey in a slim fit suit.
Yeah,
just as a change of pace.
It would be cool to see him naked and his body is just that shape.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
He's got nipples where all the buttons are.
That would be awesome. Yeah. And little Steve Harvey's suck milk out of him.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like five or six Steve Harveys. There's a bunch of Cedrics attached to him. Some bullet head. A tiny, like a DK mode version of the entire Steve Harvey show cast.
Yes, dude.
Damn, I should see
Romeo.
I should get Martin on DVD
dude,
box set.
Steve Harvey show. Martin's a better show, but Steve Harvey show.
Yeah.
Because it was on at more opportune times for me to watch. I watched way more of.
Shows should bring back the token wigger character.
Oh, yeah. Bullethead. Shuts out to Bullethead.
Damn, Mr. Harvey. They call me Bullethead because I have a bullet in my head. Is that what they call him then?
I don't remember.
He got shot in his brain. We need to explain why this white kid is in a black high school. Oh, I know. He was shot in the head.
He was shot and the whites couldn't look at him anymore, so they sent him to a black school.
Yeah, he's been bussed into the black neighborhood as a gunshot victim. His brain doesn't work on a white level.
No, they had to send him to the Steve Harvey school.
The Steve Harvey school, where he's like, what, a music teacher? He's some bullshit,
I think he's a music... No, Cedric's the music teacher.
He's like a high... What the fuck is a high school music teacher?
You just play the... I think Cedric was a music teacher, and Harvey was a history teacher, maybe?
Was he?
And the hot bitch was the principal?
Yeah, and Steve Harvey and Cedric lived together. They were in, like, a Bert and Ernie kind of situation.
Did they?
And then Cedric would fuck the principal, and to much to Steve Harvey's chagrin.
To Steve Harvey's chagrin?
Yeah.
Really? I thought Cedric had his own
bitch. The principal's name was Chagrin.
Chagrin, get your ass over here.
Chagrin, come give Cedric the fuck-a-tainas.
The pussy getter?
Yeah.
Cedric the pussy getter.
Cedric the N-word sayer.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
No, I thought Steve Harvey fucked the bitch, and Cedric had his own bitch.
I wanted to do a shirt, and it's Edward Scissorhands, but he's, you know, he's like got his hands like whatever you call this in front of him.
Yeah.
Like crossed with his fingers out. And instead of scissors, there's like little mouths that come off. And with like lips, and there's like a speech bubble with like N and then like
beeps
after it. And it's N-word Scissorhands.
Scissorhands, that's good.
Yeah, N-words, which I've been doing N-word Scissorhands, because people will send that to me as if they discovered it.
Of course.
And I have to tell them, you
you fool, that mine's been empty for since 1820.
Absolutely. And I've by the way, these hills, by so. The way, if I ever get a DM that starts, how about this?
Yeah.
And I read those words, instantly blocked.
Yeah.
The answer is no. Whatever you, if you ever DM me, how about anything?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
How about your lips? And that's all I'm going to say on that. Yeah. How about your fucking lips, pal?
That's right.
And yeah, but the scissor hands.
I like N-word scissor hands because it's a fresh take on an old classic.
It's a fresh take, and that's what makes me an artist.
Absolutely.
That's what makes me the Hunter Biden of the family.
You're like Madonna.
And you guys are the Bo Biden.
I'm Bo, dude.
Brain cancer.
My brain is fucked up.
Yeah.
Dude.
I met a guy last night. I was talking to him who's, he was saying his, we're there with Steven, and he's saying his dad got diagnosed with cancer, and Steven's like, oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. And he's like, and your mom just had cancer last year, right? And he's like, yeah, she had anus cancer. And Steven, I can't help but just start smiling at the he doesn't even realize he's doing. He's like, I'm sorry to laugh.
Someone says his mom had anus cancer.
Yeah, she had anal cancer. And then, you know, because he's like, he didn't
Isn't
know you
can get colon cancer.
No, you can get anus cancer.
Your asshole.
Yeah, you can get cancer of anything. So it's just Damn. Like there's a non-zero probability that a doctor at some point fucking said to somebody like, "Oh, I'm sorry, you have anus and nipple cancer. Yeah. You have nipple cancer that's already spread to your asshole." Like that's a possibility.
Damn. I hope I never get foreskin cancer and I have to get circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I'll get circumcised.
Well, I'm having fun here, but I am now pissed off about this button and I got to get to the bottom.
That's all right, man.
So
we got another ep to do.
We'll see you folks later.
Or I guess before this, actually.
And you've... Adam,
before
you
have, heard us.
Adam,
oh, yeah, Adam,
do
you want to say anything?
No, he's in the bath. He's going to the bathroom. He's upset that once again he's... fucking miffed it. He's yelling from the bathroom.
Oh wait, his mic was unplugged.
Oh.
My bad, guys.
I'm gay.
Sorry.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
I'm gay.